Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than checking an Ann Jackson message for spelling and grammar. Our number to call if you are listening live on Tuesday night is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. Type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Joe should be here shortly, depending on traffic.
Yeah. Depending.
But we anticipate Joe soon. Perhaps my favorite show of the year, Pip Helix.
I know.
Our annual April Fool's show. Where we have five, not the three that we do for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or Valentine's Day. Five.
Count them.
Stories to argue about and laugh at.
There are so many to choose from.
I know. It's so
good. So much delicious.
Fortunately, our world is filled with stupidity.
Idiots.
Yes.
And galore.
And this one, people can die, too, when they make headlines. So that's good. Because we don't do that on the Mother's and Father's Day show.
Not normally.
Well, no. Not the kids, because that would be
wrong.
No,
not
but,
the children.
But April Fool's, kids can die. All bets are off.
It's an evil, evil show.
It's my favorite.
Well, you know what? There you go.
Don't you enjoy it?
I do.
Not as much as me.
No, I like this one because you can't go, oh, that's too sad. It's like, no, nothing's too sad.
Yes. And actually, the ultimate outcome factors into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll be doing that in a little bit. A little bit of pressure on you, Pip. A little pressure on you.
Why?
Joe has raised his game.
He has.
But that could have been just a blip on the radar. You know what? Because Joe did exceptionally well with the Love Fails.
He did.
That's the first time I've ever lost. I only got one on the board of the three.
I know. So, I mean, anybody can have a really exceptional night with these shows, with these games.
Yes.
So, you know, with these shows, yes. But with the games,
ain't
too.
That the truth, too. But
and they can have the opposite. Yeah. But we're going for an exceptional show and a really good game.
So what we'll do with it tonight, we will start that on the syndicated portion of the show. And we'll try to get through three of the five. But I'm not going to rush it like crazy. But we're going to try to stick to the time constraints. So we try to get to the three of the five and then finish up on the last segment to get the top five.
Right, right.
I think that's the best way to do it. Now, in the past, when we have been stymied, we've had the Den Pen chime in. And sometimes we'll take their opinion into consideration.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's actually help make a decision.
Sometimes, oh no, more than just sometimes. I mean, we like to go to the Den Pen for all kinds of information.
I don't like to go to them for nothing.
I do.
Nothing but and trouble in there.
Lisa says she loves the April Fool's show.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, and the thing is that they're really good tiebreaker because we could argue for
weeks. But Joe's girl always has to preface it. I don't want you to think just because it's Joe, but.
Well, you know what? That's because she knows what terrible, terrible people you and I are, and we are going to level that at her right away.
Yeah. Joe actually loses a point every time Joe's girl says that.
Oh, let's say the person named Joe's girl is voting for Joe's girl.
See, I want it to be Joe, I don't want you to get mad, but I want to see that in the Den Pen.
So do I.
That'll show. We haven't seen that one yet.
No. I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. So are we going to... It's kind of hard to do on the syndicated show because we're supposed to be live.
Yeah.
But I think on the Love Fail one, we kind of like broke that rule and let them chime in if we needed them.
If we need them, we'll just say, Joe's girl says, yes, LOL, I am honest. She thinks that she has like taken sides
right
with...
Right now, I have a very, very quick mind, as you know.
Yes.
And that statement that she just made brought a whole flood of thoughts. But Joe's here, so I'm gonna introduce Joe instead of saying what I'm biting my tongue to say. Hello, Joe.
What were you biting your tongue on?
Well, if I tell you, then I lost the battle, stupid.
My ass hasn't been in this seat 2 minutes, and this son of a bitch over here is riding on me.
Well, no,
my ass hadn't been in this seat 2 minutes, and he was talking about balls. So you made out a lot better.
I was trying to be respectful of a delicate situation.
Yes.
That is outside of the show.
Yes.
But the comment made me think things, and then Joe pushes me. I
come down with an attitude going, hi.
Yes, yes. Hello. Pushed him right over
the edge.
There'll
be a meeting after the show. How dare you come down and say hello to us?
I brought pickles.
Well, you know when you're nice, it throws us.
Don't you come in here and be
friendly
right away.
Especially after my tweets over the Easter.
Oh, my God.
Not tonight.
Dude.
But so anyway, I was trying to be respectful of a situation. You go, well, what were you going to say? And you just made it harder because I'm trying to. I'll say it off the air.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it on the air.
Okay.
I just kissed up with Joe's girl as I was coming downstairs because Joe's girl is holding down the fort for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the week you're not here, she'll actually be third mic or second mic. Yeah. We're just going to put the microphone up to the den pen and have her type away.
Oh, right on. Cool.
Actually, I'll just read them out.
Yes. You know. All right. So, before that, we're going to do some Anjax. And what I like to do when we start the show with it, because sometimes this is the first time people are hearing it, and starting with Ann Jackson and you don't know what it is.
Yeah, and we don't sometimes.
No, but it's like, well, why is he reading these emails?
Yeah.
And why are they talking
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, you need a preamble on this.
Yeah,
so,
you sure
definitely.
Do.
Yeah.
So, Pip, I will get the Scamming Scammers, Scambusters music queued up while you explain to the folks what exactly we are doing.
Okay, you know, this is a woman who, her name is Ann Jackson, or that's not her real name because we don't give that away, but she's a woman who had been scammed by some internet scammers, and they did, you know, I guess it started sort of as a love scam, but she says no, she wasn't in love with
this
guy.
No, it was a business scam.
It was a business scam, yes. But there was a love interest involved.
Well, love has bloomed, gold bars have bloomed.
Yes.
There's been a lot of scams.
They've been hit by trucks.
Yeah.
So there's a long and complicated story of all the people that are supposedly involved in this that scammed her out of a lot of money. She borrowed money from other people. She borrowed money from her workplace. Now she is deeply in debt.
But that's not why we got involved.
No, we got involved because she sets herself up now that this has happened to her as a internet scam expert. Thank you. I was
And nobody else has the expertise
that she has.
She claims
she is the one. She doesn't want to hear from you that no, you're missing something, sweetheart. She knows it all. She knows better than everybody. So when Davin or other people correspond with her, she is a Japanese national, and so English is her second language. So some of what comes out is just. We laugh because her English is kind of bad sometimes, but it makes it even funnier.
It's also mixed in with blind fury.
Yes, complete fury and peppered with lots of naughty words.
Yes.
And she works a kajillion jobs to...
There might be some psychosis in there, which tempers my amusement.
There might be. It's laden.
I was trying to make you and Pip look better for when you laugh at the woman.
Yes. Well, at this point, it goes back and forth between... Is she actually in cahoots with these people, or is she so delusional that she's believing all of the nonsense that they throw her way? So we have lots and lots of emails back and forth with her trying to talk her out of her delusional qualities. And so this is the soap opera that we call Ann Jackson.
So I am trying to help her.
Yes.
Whether I have helped her or not is debatable. I've helped people affiliated with her.
Yes.
But you wouldn't think that this is funny, but it really is.
I have to say something. Pip said delusional qualities.
Yes.
Like that. I think it's his quality, like for radio. But for the people that have to deal with her, I don't think it's a quality.
It's not a good quality.
Yeah.
No. Even a bad quality.
I mean, radio gold quality. Everything else, not so much.
It's just quality radio. She's not quality people.
Right.
Anne has little things that she says every week.
Yes.
So we make a little game of which three things will Anne say. And how many will she say? So I'm going to hit the music, and Pip will give us this week's categories.
Okay. Now, every week, she likes to call Davin, Mr. Davin.
The only respect I ever get doing this show.
That's true, and how sad.
Yeah, but it's what
that?
She says after it that just cuts it right down.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Whatever falls Mr. Davin is bad.
Sometimes I think it's Joe writing. I'm like, no, he doesn't write that well and to the point.
He's almost on to you, Joe.
Yeah, right.
So our first category is how many times is she going to say Mr. Davin in today's segment? The second category, the last two we mix up. The second category tonight is so-called Melvin Santos.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, we've...
Okay.
I'm stoked. Happy, right.
That's her idea of how to put somebody down. She doesn't call them their real name. It's so-called.
Yeah.
So now the third category is fucking liar.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Singular or plural?
Singular.
Ah, very important.
Yes.
With Ann it is.
You never know.
All right, so Joe, since you're so amped.
All righty. I'm going to go with six Mr. Davins.
Damn.
All right, throw me down for...
No, stop right there.
Just throw me down. Okay.
That failed. But thank you for the try.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was, you know what it was? It was like the basketball, like when I set you up for the alley-oop. But you still hit the back of the room and didn't go in. That's what that was.
No, you tripped over your sneakers on that one, too.
I set her up.
Okay.
And
All right. Anyway, all right. So so-called Melvin Santos?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go for four on that.
Wow, all right.
And let's go with three. Was that fucking liar?
Yes.
Four fucking liars.
All right. Four fucking liars.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Fucking liar.
Liar. Very important.
Yes. Well, because he said four, I made it plural, but I mean four fucking liar.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say for Mr. Davin, I'm going to say seven, because that's a popular one for her. I'm going to go with two so-called Melvin Santos.
Playing conservative.
And I'm going to go with three fucking liar. Let's see. Joe's girl is down for five Mr. Davins, no so-called Melvin Santos, and two fucking liar. Lisa is down for four Mr. Davin, two so-called Melvin Santos, and three fucking liar. And she says, and two turtle doves.
Ah, shall we?
Yes.
Dateline, May 30th, 2014. Mr. Davins!
Number one!
They are creating lies. I was not online. How can I do something as you know I have five jobs?
I'm glad that we did the preamble because you can see right on the five jobs.
These people are...
Fucking liar?
Fucking liars.
Fucking liars.
Plural, Susan, is singular.
She tried to leave
it was plural. You gotta go with plural.
When he asked me stuff like that, I should probably go with what he's asking.
I really didn't know it was there.
Oh, okay.
But I know we've had that argument before.
Yeah, but we have, because sometimes it's singular, sometimes
exactly.
sometimes it's plural.
All right. This beg and steal, that's an anti-scammer. Mafia ways, they are criminals. And then Begin is posting as John Smith, and she's showing me this. And this is John Smith, who's Begin Steele, who's not, which isn't really his name anyway, to Anne, which isn't really
nobody's
her
name. True here, not even us.
No. The only ones that are. I see you are still scamming people and lying to wriggle out of it as of the 8th of May, 2014. You are a disgusting criminal and a money recovery scammer. Do not trust this maggot. All she does is lie and... There was no more.
At lie and... dot. Oh, wow.
You find out.
Mr. Davin!
That's dose.
Mr. Green paid the money for me for the funds transfer, and Mr. Brown, too. In the very beginning, Miller borrowed money from Green and Miller, and Miller did not want to tell Green about my funds transfer and my scam.
Wait, hold up a second. Miller borrowed money from Green. Okay, and then Miller...
And Miller did not want to tell Green about the funds transfer. It might have been a little office politics going on there. Don't tell the person playing Green. He won't understand.
A little dissension in the ranks?
Or the same guy just creating mayhem.
Let's spice some stuff up here.
Sits down in front of the computer, cracks his knuckles. Who do I feel like being today? And how shall I argue with myself?
Well, I mean, if you heard this week's Davin's Den Scams and Scammers clips, there was a little bit of a... Of that and this week's clips.
Yeah, boy.
of multiple profiles created.
Oh, so, yeah.
Lisa's a split personality.
Yes. Then the funds was not easy to come out. Green wanted to send money to his daughter, too. And this is how I got to know Green. Every time Green paid the money for the funds transfer, he would inform me with MTCN an amount. That's how you do a Western Union.
Oh, okay.
This is what I know. I once returned some money to Green and sent money to his daughter in UK. Which we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman who brought all this to our attention did not know Jennifer and her mail address because Green had not introduced his daughter to this woman. This woman is...
A fucking liar.
I think so, too.
This woman is fucking assholes.
Oh, fucking assholes.
So apparently she's got a strap on.
Yeah, three-headed one.
Yeah. Wow, party. Yeah.
Just dip and dip and push and dip. Do you know why? No, do tell. She sent me messages at Yahoo Messenger after I blocked her out from Facebook. She told me she loved Green very much, and then later she sent messages saying I destroyed her life. I did not reply to her because she was fucking crazy.
She's crazy?
Yeah. I did not reply to her. She's fucking crazy. It's like, look in the mirror. She's I'm starting with the loony in the mirror.
It's like a crazy to crazy call.
Yeah, yes.
We call it crazy squared.
Crazy to crazy.
It's cray cray.
Yes.
And then she created lies. She spread rumor that Green asked her for money after I blocked her out. I can make sure she is a fucking liar.
Oh, fucking liar.
Ding, ding, ding.
Green paid lots of money for me.
We gotta invest in a bell.
Yes. Sure, you can download something for that. probably could put one on here.
Yeah. He'll pull up a talking shark.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Sharky in a while.
No, we haven't.
He's been busy.
He's been dead.
No, Sharky's still around.
You don't still play with that, do you?
Once in a while.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
No, that's been dead, too.
I have a feeling not. But anyway, can please go on. He doesn't want to deal with that.
I most certainly do not. I blocked her out. I can make sure she's a fucking liar. Green paid lots of money for me and then his daughter, too. Why does this woman lie? It is very easy to judge. Number one, woman did not know Jennifer. Number two, Green did not ask her money.
Excuse me, $5 bill. I need to know something. I'm asking her money.
I'm asking her money.
You've been very quiet.
Number three, if Green asked this woman for money, he would ask her to send to someone specific. But this woman is a fucking idiot woman who lies, and I can judge it well.
Boy, there's a lot of bullshit right there. A fucking idiot woman, and I can judge it well. Yeah. You couldn't judge shit.
You know, that really hurts my feelings. I heard that all day today at the day program. So I don't know what
talking
year
to Anne?
Yeah.
Number four, she's a love scammer, and she's not a victim. She lies. So now she's calling this victim a scammer.
Oh, great. And that's what happens to her, because nobody knows what to think of Van.
Yes. Brown Cotton is 100% for sure right.
Oh, my God.
Brown Cotton is allegedly from the FBI, but really just an African scammer.
Brown Cotton's a 100%. After all of that, Brown Cotton's 100% right.
Yeah, it's like whatever you say, crazy.
So this is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton.
I'm sorry. That's like me going, I don't want to do this show anymore with you guys. I don't think you're funny. I'm going to get a puppet and a banjo and run away.
I think we did that. I think essentially we did that. Replace puppet and banjo with hack comics and a getup.
I think you hit on something there, yeah. Joe.
Having a flashback, are you stupid?
Banjo. Mm.
It's like a flashback of conversations from yesteryear. I'm going to get some of Long Island's finest open micers. I'm leaving now.
Well, one of those open micers are going to be co-starring in a show with Kevin James and the other ones at Dad.
Yeah, he knew to cut you loose.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to see if it gets picked up. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're still here.
Well, I think we sobered all of us up. All right, continue. Yeah,
you ruined my favorite show of the year, stupid. Can we just... You ruined Radio Christmas.
Can we just have a break for sobbing?
You shit in my stocking.
Sorry.
Yeah, the chocolate melted in the bottom. That's not chocolate.
Yeah, we're all happy jealous, okay?
Stupid April Fool Scrooge.
Oh, shit.
This is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. This is Anne. I have never met such a woman like her. She wants any man. She lies. She said Green asked her money. Brown Cotton goes, she is sex maniac. She fucking liar. Anne goes, truth, you see? Why do you not believe in me? I am fucking mad. I have a fever.
For the flavor of a Pringles? Is that? No.
No.
What was that? No. A fever for the?
A fever for a Pringles? No, I never heard of that.
No, what was fever? It? I got a fever for the...
I
you had a fever for a punchline.
So do I.
Yeah. And I am fucking mad. I have never. Brown Cotton goes, I do. I do believe in you. Dateline, May 31st, 2014.
It's just the Easter Bunny.
So now I am writing to her. You know some people have a very negative view of you.
That was so gently, put so gently. Oh, the troubles in Ireland.
So you really think a member of the FBI would send you an email in which he calls somebody a sex maniac?
Amongst things that he said.
As for the MTCN, which is what you need for to get your money from Western Union, if they are all scammers like most think, of course, they could send money back and forth. It is all their money. The question is, why do you still defend so ardently people that you claim have ruined your life and taken all of your money?
Thank you.
So this woman, who brought this to our attention, does blame you for what happened. So she does claim ask for money. At the end of the day, it is these other people that actually took your money and asked for more money time and time. Yet you want to side with them.
Yeah.
For your story to be correct and everybody else to be wrong, here is what had to happen. I want you to think about this.
Oh, boy. I'm rubbing my hands together.
Every person you have dealt with in trying to get your money and victim's money back has to be incompetent and make mistakes, as you suggest. Because remember, she always calls everybody incompetent.
Yes.
Every anti-scammer who invests hours in all of this has to be completely wrong and you correct.
Yes.
You know what you said? You know what you should have wrote? Explain to me why. Because she's gonna agree to everything. I do believe.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She just ignores these types of things.
She ignores these things. Whenever he gives her a come to Jesus moment, she goes, and another thing. It's like.
Jack, who's an anti-scammer, who was your friend and tried to help you, you had to be completely wrong. My contact at the Pentagon had to be wrong as far as how members of the CID write.
Right.
you have found the only two members of the military that have free time and some sort of knowledge on how to recover money from scammers.
And they don't use military email addresses.
Melvin Santos is indeed a secretary at the UN, even though the whole world knows it's Ban Ki-moon.
You know what? She would have been better off with going with Melvin Santos. You told me Ban Ki-moon, even though it's true. I'm like, who? You
better... That's not Dr. Bon Jovi.
Yeah. That sounds more fake.
Yes, but it's not.
It's not.
Sounds like a sitar play with the Beatles. I'd rather Rabbi Shankar, but still Ban Ki-moon.
Yeah, that was his...
It was his understudy.
He played third rhythm
sitar. Yeah, right. He was third sitar.
The FBI... Third sitar?
Third sitar.
Yes, third sitar.
That's a shitty position in a band.
Rhythm sitar.
Almost
that's
worse than
really
keyboard.
Yeah, no, no, you do get recognized as a sitar player. And you get moved up. Could you make room? Joe, move back a little. We need the third sitar to sit in front of you.
The other two weren't quite enough.
It's hard to get a good sitar player.
Yeah, that would be the excuse. No, I'll be cool to the guy, man. You know, it's tough to get a sitar player.
Joe's like, okay, I'll set up my keyboards in the men's room.
Yeah. Oh, man, cool. We don't have to tell you.
That's awesome. You'll be out in the parking lot. We'll just put the amp here.
Joe live tweets us somebody urinated on his keyboard and he's upset about it.
And that was when he was in the parking lot. Yeah.
That was after the gig. Somebody thought of that playing.
And the sad thing was it was him.
Yeah. Well, we played really quick. We played a gig one time. There was not enough room for the keyboard just during an Opie and Anthony event. They had me on the floor. I'm trying to play the piano. I can't because there's somebody at the other end of the keyboard. I go, will you get out? I'm just trying to take a picture. And I'm just trying to play a show. Scram, get lost. Oh, fuck.
What an asshole.
Would you like to do a duet? No.
Look, I'm behind my rig playing the guy's, and I've got balls. You know?
Yeah, it's like, do you want to do the right hand side to Heart and Soul? Yeah.
I think you're burying the lead.
What?
The guy wanted a picture of everybody on that stage, but Joe. The one guy who was right close to him and actually playing, he's like, no.
No.
You know what? I can leave with that. I'm trying to play a song, Scram. But I digress.
All right, back to me telling Ann what's up.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The FBI is traveling through North Korea on secret missions, yet telling you about it.
Yet telling you about it.
A member of the FBI is foolish enough to threaten you and do it in numerous emails.
Yeah, not only that, threaten her, but tell her to go fuck herself.
It's just pure bad luck that you have no bank accounts for all the places where your money has been held.
Pure bad luck for all the places.
Because her money travels. Yeah. Her money needs a passport.
Yeah, really. It's got lots of stickers on it, so it'll travel. Yeah. Just, you know.
It is just an oversight that none of these officials can produce one official email address. You happen to find all the American personnel that have the command of the English language of an African, not Americans.
True.
Your member of the FBI that you talk with for some reason does not know the two major airports in Washington, D.C.
That's right. I forgot all about that. It's like,
you thought I'm a prick when I call you on the carpet.
Yeah, really. You don't know he's taking notes.
The prosecutor is in session. A woman who counted you as a friend snaps out of nowhere and accuses you of setting her up with a scammer. Members of the FBI are begging you for the meager sum of $200. All this and more has to be true and more for you to be correct.
Oh, wow. And you even didn't go through every single minute point. That was just like, you were hitting the highlights there.
It was my greatest hits album. I didn't play any deep cuts.
That's true. No B-sides in there.
No.
That was all A material.
I'm sure I missed some, you know.
Yeah,
hey, man, how come Sweet
lot.
Emotion's not on here? I couldn't get it all on. Yeah. It's only 70 minutes on the CD. What are you going to do?
I know, but wait a minute. Isn't that a bonus track on the CD?
Find it on YouTube. Joe, you're sitting there quietly.
I'm thinking. I'm listening.
What do you think of how I called her on the carpet?
It's what I'm thinking is about is what... All right, what am I thinking? Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
That's good. Can you
what could her be... All right, and here it comes. What could be her response?
Yes.
Could
Let's
it be of anger? Could it be of doubt? Could it be of disdain?
Could it be sobbing because she finally realizes the truth?
Okay, because basically he just said a mouthful here.
Many things.
Yeah, and it's like if this was a TV show, it would fade out.
Yeah.
And keep you in suspense on what she's going to say.
Until the next season.
See you next week, everybody.
Bye,
good night. Thank you for listening. Like us, tell you. But, you know, what do you think?
I think she's going to write back and just completely go over, like, she's just going to start talking in circles around the topic. She's not going to actually go point for point, because she never does.
Mm-hmm.
She never goes, okay, your first accusation, this is why this is true. Your second, no. She's just going to go, oh, she's just going to bluster at him.
I mean, you just can't. I mean, you know, point after point after point after point after
Spot
point
on.
After point. You know, like, where do you even begin? If you're going to rebut this, think about this. If you're going to rebut this, where do you begin? Where do you start? Do you go with the most blatant thing? Do you go in order the way he called you out on it? Very, you know, I mean, and this could probably be told, fuck you. I don't know, you know, but it's a very interesting thing. Where he just laid everything out.
Yeah, well, Lisa says she's going to have a nuclear meltdown.
It would have been nice if you brought this out in front of the scammers that, you know, that that she is misled. It would have been I mean, you can't do that.
In front of the scammers.
Well, I don't understand.
I thought that she was misleading some people, you know, the people that she was advising. Wasn't she advising people?
She was.
Well, yeah, but most of them know she's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But it would have been kind of be interesting if you brought all this out in front of her.
Well, it
in front
depends
of
on
them,
what the
rather.
Answer is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's email. I'm not having a group chat.
I'm saying I know that. I'm saying hypothetically.
This isn't Maury where I call them out.
Wouldn't it be great if it was?
Sure. It would be fantastic.
You are the scammer.
Yeah.
Was that Maury?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
No.
No. Man of half a dozen voices, stop there. Stick with cartoons. You're good at those. Sounded like Roger with a cold.
Call me in an hour.
Yeah.
So?
Subject. I have nothing more to say in you, and you can do whatever you want.
To you?
That's what the subject is.
I have nothing more to say in you and what?
And you can do whatever you want.
Oh.
So, thanks to Mr. Davin!
Oh, Mr. Davin.
Who spent much time on me for helping people. Thanks to you, because you want to help many victims, but unluckily so-called idiot authorities do not listen to you at all.
Stop. Is this a different day, or is this a continuation?
Could you please reread
what you just said?
Thanks to Mr. Davin, who spent much time on me for helping people. I think I'm CC'd on an email with the scammers. Thanks to you. She always does that. Thanks to you, because you want to help many victims, but unluckily so-called idiot authorities do not listen to you at all.
Stop. She is calling them idiots instead of calling them scammers again.
Yes.
And still authorities.
Now, stop. Now, do you feel that this is a defense mechanism? Is she not getting it, or is it a defense mechanism to keeping her, that's keeping her from reality? It's a double-edged, you know, and I think it's me personally, I think it's a good question right here, because it she was just handed a bill of goods, okay?
Yeah.
Now, any rational person that claims that they are an authority would rebut or explain, instead of claiming she's gone back to saying that they're incompetent. Is using the incompetency excuse the thing that is keeping her from facing the reality of the situation?
I lean more towards that she's delusional and she's trying to protect herself than that she is in cahoots with them. I really do think that we've talked about this before, but I think that you're right, that she is really trying to say, I didn't know if, like Lisa, that she was going to have a meltdown, but here she's saying thank you, but patting Davin on the head. See, the thing is, you're a nice boy, and you tried to help me.
Let's say,
but these people are so incompetent, they don't listen to you when you tell them the truth, like all this stuff, but she can't fathom. I've been talking to scammers. Even when I think I'm talking to the UN and the FBI.
Let's say during a show, and we're doing a show, and I'm not prepared. I'm showing up. There's days I don't show up. I have an attitude when I was here. Stop it.
I didn't say anything.
But, you know, stop. And I'm like, you know, they don't do the show the way I want to do it. They don't want to do bits I want to do. I can't really be bothered with that. The reality, but he's telling me you're late, you're contradicting the show, you're doing it, you know, the people in the chat are saying it, the people that casually mentioned it to you on Facebook are saying it, you're being a detriment to the show, and you're telling me this, but in my mind, to keep it from me being the problem,
right?
No, these guys don't know what they're doing, we've been here a lot, you know, I'm not the problem, you know. I'm using that as a defense mechanism against that. You know what I'm saying?
Lisa just called it in the chat. She said it's a deflection technique.
Okay, very good.
Exactly what you were saying.
Okay, so I would believe from that statement that he just read,
yep,
that is a deflect, and I believe what she is doing, mm-hmm, is using this, they're incompetent, yep, as a deflection strategy to, yep, keep her from coming forward to recognizing the truth in the situation.
Yeah, she's still trying to protect herself.
Right. Okay.
Not in the sense that when you were saying, I'm protecting myself because I'm in the wrong, so I'm going to bluster louder.
Yeah.
But she's protecting her own brain from...
Protecting her own sanity.
Yeah.
Using a deflection technique.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Let's see what goes on now.
All right.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804.
We have a big couch.
Yeah, it's comfy as all hell.
And on a side note, I got an email from Pip that says Steve Gutenberg's junk in the subject line. So, Anne's not the only one sending me weird stuff. But I'll continue with our show.
What? Was that wrong to say?
It's just when you go, oh, well, here's something, Steve Gutenberg's junk. All of a sudden, Anne doesn't seem like the sick one.
I'm wondering what's getting me wet. It's you yelling and spitting on me.
I'm not spitting on you. I've been looking at
me. I just was drinking here.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just spilled coffee all over yourself.
No.
Davin, let's both spit him and see if he can tell the difference.
The first time. All right. Whatever.
Let's see. Do not listen to you. I am so sad for all this. I guess the main reasons are the hunters are fucking idiot, because they do not know the law enforcement, and the government pays attention to money laundering issues, and this is why it is very hard for the victims to get the money back. This is the truth. I must to expose, because you asked me so many questions, and I need to tell you the whole. I can use some commas.
fucking Advil. Holy cow.
Some reading is fundamental. What's
here we go.
Going on. Oh,
Jesus Christ. All right, good.
She's
good,
got
good,
a list.
Good, good, good.
How I got to know Miller.
Oh.
Miller sent message to me from one dating site, but I ignored him for a long time because I was looking for Jimmy. Remember, Jimmy was
the guy that got killed.
Yes, they were going to do business. But
okay.
He got killed, as scammers are wont to do.
They get killed off more than soap opera people.
I went to meet Jimmy, but he did not come, and then I started to report my scam to the local police and consulted the international lawyer. After that, I sent messages.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Local police in their area, local police in her area?
I'm guessing Japan.
Okay.
Oh.
And consulted the international lawyer. After that, I sent message to Miller if he still remembered me. He told me that I ignored him, and I asked for help from him. He told me that his name is James Miller. I found his photos and the profiles everywhere, so I asked him if he was from Ghana.
Ha ha.
U.S. soldier. Right. Hey, are you from Ghana? First thing I always ask a U.S. soldier.
Yeah, really.
He told me no. Miller graduated from military university, was a commissioned officer for Marines. His pay died as E6, stationing in Kabul at the time. I told him I'm the big fan of NCIS.
I like Law and Order. Go on.
I like the way he looks at me like I put her up to it. I don't know.
Sounds like your work.
I didn't write this for her.
Miller did not come online often, but only when he had little time, and he told me they had names on each desk for using PCs in the base.
I don't understand.
I guess each... No, they don't have names for individual PCs.
No, how would they do that? If you have a platoon, you got to set up, what, 35 computers for each? That's ridiculous.
Lisa says they're all E6.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I asked for help. I asked for help him because I was looking for Jimmy. You know, I often ask the Army, who's a Marine stationed in Kabul, who I met on a dating site, can you help me find Jimmy?
Jimmy. Yeah.
Now, she was he was claiming he was friends with Jimmy?
No.
He just reached her because
on a dating website.
You want to date?
Okay.
Yeah, it was a dating scam, a romance scammer. It's preposterous. Literally, he know what he discovered.
Yeah.
At the time, Jayanthi Maram tried to scam me again and again. That's the one who I believe she thinks killed Yimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miller told me she was a criminal, and he warned me and asked me to stop contacting these scammers. Listen, I got a whole group of scammers you could do much better with.
Yeah,
there's no
department reason
to send your money to Nigeria when we're quite willing to take it here in Ghana.
Yeah, stop outsourcing your fees.
Actually, I think it was Malaysia originally.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Stop contacting these scammers. Then he asked the UK EFCC, the United Kingdom EFCC, which I don't know if there is such a thing.
EFCC?
That's like they
do things.
In Africa, they find the scammers.
You know, oh, okay.
Fraud and stuff like that. Then he asked, you have fucking Google? Look at it, stupid.
I'm busy here.
Barely.
I like how he gets pissed if he can't figure out the, all right, calm down.
Well, she has options.
But she thought you might know.
Why don't you have your computer on? You could be
because you tell me it distracts me and it doesn't add to the show at all.
Well, if I asked you to look at something, you looked it up and added and then stopped looking at it, you'd be fine.
Have I been told not to, if you are here, not to be on my laptop, it is a distraction. Yes. I'm not concentrating.
No.
It's not a distraction. Don't pull me out for following your instructions,
you numbskull. I can look at a computer and not be distracted. You are like a dog with a laser pointer.
And as respect for you and the show, I do not bring my laptop if it is not needed.
How about you be an adult and not be distracted?
Well, you know what?
You're not six and it's not
snack
time.
You can't look because I've ruined your...
You've ruined a lot of things.
You ruined.
You want me to present this
you
list like I did for
Anne? So in the wrong right now. It is.
You could have a computer.
You
can fact
cannot,
check.
No.
You have a phone.
No. You cannot be allowed to this. You've told me that explicitly. Told me on many of occasions not to be on my laptop.
But the root of the problem again.
The root of the problem is I'm listening to you.
Is you? Don't be distracted.
Oh my God!
Get it. I'm glad you're with me on this.
He is distracted, so he doesn't do it.
He's a grown almost man.
There's no grown-ups here. Don't even start this.
God almighty, you killed me.
You can look shit up.
Look, hold on a second. I have something really important to say. It's Economic Financial Crimes Commission. God damn it.
All right, thank you. And, if I did, what are you doing? I'm looking up that's what we got PIP for. That's would have been the comment.
No, this could be your job.
No.
This could be your job.
No,
we can add this to stopwatch. I think you're talented enough that we can add another job to your skill list.
No. That's what I'm supposed to do. But I asked you because I thought you knew. You didn't know.
Yeah, but then I tell you to look it up. You go, I can't. I'm busy.
Well,
you're busy. What?
Running the chat.
It ain't that fucking hard.
It is too.
No, I did run the chat. I ran this board, and I was the number one mic on the show.
But
I did it all.
I know, but you didn't run but you could not do it on a day. You could do it on a weekly basis, but not effectively. It's a difficult.
Who said she does anything effectively? That's a stretch here.
Wait a minute, a stretch?
You've been like Stretch Armstrong for the past 3 minutes.
Thank you, 1950s reference. You want to go to your safe spot? Let's move on with the show.
Okay. Hold on. I just like to see the rare occurrence that when you're totally effing wrong, and you know you are.
Hold on. Take out the cigars. Let's savor
the
moment.
The point was, if you weren't a maroon, I could ask you to
don't
check.
Don't degrade me because you don't have a case.
I thought I was raising you. The point was, if you would not be distracted, and yes, I have yelled at you for being distracted before, but if you would not be distracted, you actually could enhance the show. But I guess you've established that you cannot open up a computer without being distracted.
You know what? Sometimes I get distracted too.
Which is why we need another computer.
No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. If I brought it down, Joe. But you can put that away. Put it away, Joe. We don't need it. I need you focused on the show.
Yep.
Why can't you do both? Because I've tried to learn and figure, and I have been told by you, and this is your show. You are the boss, Joe. You're distracted by the computer. Please put it away. Pip's got hers. We're fine. And that has been what I've been told.
But as a member of the show, I realized how labor intensive running the chat was for Pip. I had no idea.
Oh my god! You have no case.
She has never before said, "I'm running the chat. I can't."
Oh my god! Busting.
Oh no, I was.
Joe, you should always have.
We need a human resources department.
Trust me. If I could afford it, you'd be the first one cut, Pip. Let's go. Get your banjo and your puppet and do your mic.
I have a grievance.
Yeah, I got many. Let's go. We're doing yours. We're doing Anne's now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Back to the show.
Ones that you two are ruining.
See, now you're focused. Now you're contributing.
You're focused on ruining it.
Oh, God, you kill me.
I'd like to.
On many occasions, I understand.
Sure. Miller did not come online. Well, that sounds like a problem. Anyway, Miller did not come online often, but only when he had little time, and he told me they had names on each desk for using PCs in the base. I asked for help from him because I was looking for Yimmy.
Yimmy.
At the time, Jayanthi Maram tried to scam me again and again. Miller told me she was a criminal, and he warned me and asked me to stop contacting these scammers. Then he asked UK, EFCC, which is...
The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission.
Don't fold your head. She got it within a second.
I know, but I point to her. Nuh-uh.
Well, I was back on the chat. I wasn't on Google.
I know, and as soon as he read it, I'm like, stupid's going to point his finger.
I was like, God damn it, I need 2 seconds to click on things.
I might have to go to an open place where you work and express my grievances. She knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The day program. Anyway, to investigate the truth for me. In fact, Miller did not know about opening case file because he's a fucking fake Marine.
Yeah. Of course he doesn't know how.
And a scammer never opens up a case file because they're usually being filed against them.
Yes, I know. They're like, oh, look, my name.
I have a grievance. This victim did not send the money in a prompt fashion.
Yeah. I asked him over and over again, what's the number so I can pick it up at Western Union? But no.
I asked Miller if I needed to pay for the fees. His reply was no, because it is scam. So Miller is protecting her from these people.
From the other scammers. Yeah. Because he doesn't want her sending fees to them.
Yeah, no, that dough's mine.
Right? Yeah.
You sound like you don't trust
them. Hold on a second. Don't just be so easy to throw the money. I'm working the long con here, baby. Yeah. Stick with me.
We haven't even gotten to gold bars.
That's like if I'm on a customer. Well, your other guy, a competitor on the street, probably has that. So, no, give everything to me. I'll go through everything. I'll price everything. Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
UK EFCC David Copper, who... used to be with the FBI, but I guess he just got a job change. To make this make sense for her, because remember, that was FBI, David Copper.
That's right.
In Ghana. UK EFCC David Copper sent mail to me saying I had to pay for the fees because it was a case file. Miller paid $1,000 for me. This is why I trusted him.
Sure.
Because he typed, I just sent $1,000 for you. You know, Joe, I just paid your mortgage for this month. You're welcome. No, trust me. Don't worry about what the bank says.
Meanwhile, on the phone with Best Pays Federal, well, Davin said he paid it. Who's Davin? Well, a lot of people say that.
Joe.
Well, also club owners. But Joe, okay, anyway.
That bank is scamming you. Trust me, I paid it for you. Just trust me. I took care of it. I talked to people.
Now, let's expand on that, okay? Let's say that I
I thought that, and I didn't pay my mortgage. And Davin goes, all right, now what I will do is there is a fee. But to clear it up, we have to file something with the clerk of Suffolk County.
Right.
For $1,000, I could file that. This will prove to the bank, Bethpage Federal, that everything is okay. You know, even that little simile you gave, that's how that stuff.
It was a metaphor.
You know, yeah, but that's right. What happens to people sometimes is somebody will say, I'm doing X for you. My friend had an attorney who set up using the family trust. He set up a second mortgage on their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he gave that metaphor. But basically, that's the way stuff can happen like that.
Yeah.
Funds were not easy to come out due to tax clearances. Truly speaking, Miller learned something from the funds transfer. He paid much money for me. I did not know Green at the time, but there were some problems with the funds transfer, and UK EOCC Mr. David Copper and James H. Miller told me that Jimmy got killed.
Okay.
I guess they're killing off that scammer.
Yeah,
they're eliminating the competition.
Sure.
Miller started to help me, and he borrowed money from his friends to help me.
Uh-huh.
I was so sad, and I cried every day after knowing I got hit by scam.
Uh-huh.
Green asked Miller to return the money to him, and this is how I got to know Green. I don't understand. I did not know Green. I did not know Miller. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Well, you know, even if Green and Miller don't know each other, you know, and because they didn't, if I'm correct, you know, you can write anybody and go, give the money back.
right. And they'd be like, what are you talking about?
That, you know what I'm talking about. I got the money. He's giving the money back.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
I did not know Green, and I did not know Miller borrowed money from Green. Green asked Miller to return the money to him, but the funds did not come out, and Green and other soldiers thought Miller got scammed, or I had no idea. I told Miller to let me know Green, and I would explain everything to him. Miller did not want to introduce Green to me, but I told Miller that he did this for me, so I sent mail to Green about my scam.
Oh boy.
Green asked me to return some money to him and sent money to his daughter, Jennifer.
Now that was the $1,000 he said he laid out. Is that the money she's looking? You know, hey, look, I laid out a grand. Could you send me like $500?
Who knows?
Over that grand I laid out. That would be how you build it. Look, yeah. I laid out a grand. All right, now look, I need just to funnel that money back. All right, I laid out that grand. All right, I need that $500 back. Can you send me $500? I need it for my daughter Jennifer.
Right.
You know, hypothetically, that's where you could build a story like that.
Green started to help me a lot with the scam and funds transfer. He also sent the details about money to me. P.S. Green sent money by card. This is what I know. She don't know any
she
of this.
She doesn't know anything.
No, she don't know any of this.
He sent money by what?
Probably like a debit card or something.
Yeah, but you know what? They sent her so many faked up documents, and we saw some of them. They were pathetic.
Truly speaking, Miller and Green did not come online often because they had to go far. They had to go far raid, and Miller and Green did not meet each other often while going raid. Okay. Green is a nice person, and he's a good father.
Someone his daughter gets hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know well when Jennifer told me that she wanted to die if something happens to her father.
Okay.
Green told me all he worries is Jennifer. If the bombs kicked his asses, no one can help Jennifer.
This poor bastard has multiple asses, and he's worried about his daughter. That's nice.
He told me that he helps me because maybe in the future I can help him too.
Oh, really?
Now, in the beginning of this story, it's kind of setting up a scenario to her, how much his daughter means to him.
Right.
Yeah. How much the daughter loves him. And
These
are good people. He's in a dangerous area where death could come in any minute.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just setting the table
yep.
to ask for stuff.
Yep. This is why Green asked me to introduce a woman to him as a life partner. Jennifer needs a mother. This is why Green asked me to introduce a woman to him as a life partner. Green is trying to get Anne to send women to Green so he can scam them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And she's thinking, what a nice man, a nice family man. He needs a wife.
Because he set this table of bullshit. Yep. Yeah.
The table of bullshit.
Table of bullshit.
What are we having for Passover? The table of bullshit.
Oh,
it's unleavened
that.
Bullshit.
Kosher, too.
Leave the front door open in case the Prophet Elijah wants some unleavened bullshit.
I'm sure he'll drop by once he takes a peek through the door.
Sure. About IC3 Brown Cotton. I did call FBI head office and LA branch office and ask for help. FBI man told me he would send the signal to the FBI. Like
the
Batman.
Batman.
Say Commissioner Gordon? What?
because I asked if there was an FBI man called Pedro Simpson living in L.A. as an overall chief in Asia.
No, it's a Cheech and Chong.
Because remember, this was a name she was given. That was like, the Pedro was supposed to be an FBI
Pedro
guy.
Simpson?
Yeah. So Brown, so Ella was an FBI man called Pedro Simpson living in L.A. as overall chief in Asia. FBI man told me I got scammed. So she called the real FBI. They go, lady, you got scammed.
Yeah, it's like there's no such thing.
I was shocked, and they promised me to help me. So Brown Cotton contacted me. So she must have told Miller or Green. And I think we've done covered some of this before.
Yeah, that she told them what happened. But, and so all of a sudden she gets contacted by IC3, and she goes, oh, goody, somebody's helping me.
But have you noticed, though, when she gets contacted or contacts the real FBI, they're like, they're scammers. Stop.
Yes.
End of story. There's no more... You know, there's no more conversation.
Right. They don't go on and on. They're just like...
Yeah, no, they're a scammer. You need to stop. Stop right there. Who knows if you get... Just stop right there. There's no more correspondence.
In the FBI's defense, they are very concerned about Japanese nationals that get scammed by Africans.
You know, I've heard that some of them are still hiding in trees.
Some of them are still hiding in North Korea.
Yeah, funny.
So Brown Cotton contacted me. I introduced Green and Miller to Brown at that time. I was looking for fake profiles from Miller and sent to Miller and Green. So she was sending other scammers' profiles to a scammer.
Oh, great.
Kind of like I did with Belinda. And you know this one, and you know this one, and you know this one.
You know that one.
These two soldiers reported the soldier scam to the military authorities.
Sure they did.
This is how Green and Miller know my ability.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they know your ability to not understand simple facts. That's
we are learning things, though.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Miller told me that Brown Cotton likes my personality, and this is why Brown Cotton wanted to help me.
Okay.
You know, if he liked the tits, not so much, but her personality. In fact, Brown Cotton arrested some criminals, according to my report and research.
Oh, my God.
Your report? Where did you get a report?
It was on a blog.
In crayon.
I don't think you can blog in crayon, Joe. It's a computer. I am not professional. Stop.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
I am not professional, but I just tried to stop the scam because I got the scam too.
Okay.
About Eric Bohr. Eric Bohr is a good Interpol, and he told me that he met Brown in person. I got mail from Eric Bohr, so I introduced Brown Cotton to Eric Bohr. All of us started to stop the scam. This is why I pulled the links of IC3 after calling office FBI. I also asked Brown if he can show IC3 link on my videos.
Okay.
The conclusion. I got one. People judge them as scammers. What is the true evidence? People like to create rumors and spread lies.
Oh, wow. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
What is the evidence? The five paragraphs that Davin just gave you.
Yeah. Well, these lovely people that she met online told them what they did. They said that they sent money.
They said they did all those things.
Yeah, Joe.
So it's like,
that's all you need.
And you know what? All the haters, it's just because they're jealous.
Hate is going to hate.
Hate is going to hate.
They're drinking Haterade. Got to shake it off, Joe.
We should shake off that joke. Ooh.
You never heard Haterade?
No.
Oh, go on. Oh, that's...
That's pretty common.
It is. Oh.
Sorry, Joe. It's not from the 50s when you were getting all your lingo. Please regale us with another Stretch Armstrong reference.
Stretch Armstrong was in the 80s. But not as bad as the 50s, but...
I'll show you. I'll go back 3 decades.
Not my usual five.
Okay, Joe. Point.
Funny. Yeah.
Remind me not if you're ever on trial and I'm your attorney, which should never be.
I wouldn't
let you take the stand. Stupid has nothing to say. Brown Cotton does not know about funds transfer because he is not a businessman. This is why we need Brown Cotton running the country.
Oh God.
You know who could solve this for her? Joe, can you get Donald on the phone? We could actually get Donald on the phone.
We could.
We might have to get Donald on the phone to solve this for Anne.
To call her and help her.
Yes. It's going to make Japan great again.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wants to do.
And Africa's going to pay for it, Joe. Brown Cotton does not know about funds transfer because he's not a businessman. I explain everything to him. Due to different countries, the procedures of funds transfer is different. In Japan, we cannot use a credit card to do funds transfer at Western Union. Brown Cotton did not know, but I told him about this.
Oh, wow.
Well, help him get better at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so she was schooling him on how to
be a more effective scammer.
Right.
I did the international trade, and I told him something about funds transfer. This is why Brown Cotton want to help me. I am not Miller, Green, Brown, and Eric. Wait, I am not Miller, Green, Brown, and Eric, because they just used my info to arrest scammers. They arrested many. Miller went to arrest my... Miller, he's a fucking fake soldier. Stop the war. I have to go after some internet scammers. Miller went to arrest my scammers, and I guess once he really liked me very much, and Brown told me. I did tell Brown that it is impossible, because I am from Asia. We have different from thinking. So this is the...
We're different from thinking.
Boy, oh boy, you ain't kidding, sister.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently she never saw a Vietnam movie, because apparently the G.I. Joes know how to think with the Asians.
Not think.
Well,
yeah,
that's I was using... Different,
euphemism?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was being nice.
Oh. What? What's wrong with you?
So you choked.
Choke?
You did
yes,
choke.
Yes, you did.
I got water up the nose. I didn't choke.
That's the same thing as choking.
He's swimming over there. Just drink.
Not
don't
the
swim.
Same thing.
All right, let's get some water. Let me get another couple of bottles and we compare.
He didn't choke.
That was a choke.
He didn't
all right,
choke.
This
he
is
was,
water.
He was drowning.
We're going to waterboard stupid at the break.
He waterboarded himself.
I just want to say we cannot do something wrong to people who you do not know. 3 years have been passed since I got hit by scam. She's been in the, this is a long time. My scammers are arrested due to Brown, Green, Miller, and Eric's help. I feel relief even though I lost so much money. I must go on with my life journey from now on.
Stop. She just wrote, I feel relief.
Yes.
This is what was Lisa saying that was using it
as a deflection
as
technique.
A deflection. She's feeling relief that she just said, even though it's just one little thing she wrote, that is speaking volumes. Mm-hmm. She's feeling relief.
Well, because she thinks that these guys are helping her.
That's right. To take away the pain that she felt from the first batch, from the first time she was scammed.
Right.
That's why, you know, so what she just said there was very, very telling.
Well, this is because I'm sorry, Davin, it's a reload scam. So she got scammed the first time. And so now these guys are like, oh, there, we'll help you mm-hmm. out with that. And they're scamming her worse.
Yeah. And how can, if these people, if you're
that's
perceiving.
That's kind of what reload scammers do.
Yeah. But now if you're perceiving that they're helping you or you're, you know, you're making feeling better that they are, you're not going to listen to reality. You're not going to listen to, you're not going to listen to people tell you these people that are helping you aren't real. They're not. They're you know they're using that they're going through that whole deflection thing because to admit that they are, you'll feel like a total utter failure. You know then for your emotionally that's curtains.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel relief even when I lost so much money. I must go on my life journey from now on. I want to work hard. Sometimes I still shed tears when I thought of Yimmy got killed by the scammers. I cannot forgive the scammers, Janthi Marin, Pedro Simpson, and Omar Fletcher. They killed Yimmy.
Oh, Omar Fletcher.
I don't know. It's the first time I've heard Omar Fletcher.
I don't remember that name.
It's actually Flecher. But
for all facts and purposes, we'll be named as Fletcher.
This is why I made videos to warn people. I did send many fake profiles to Miller, Green, and Brown, and Eric Bohr. All I asked is to arrest them. See, she thinks if she can just send them. This is a tragic flaw in her thinking. If she sends profiles to officials, that they can just arrest people from profiles.
Right.
Of course, the Army doesn't do that. But here's a Facebook profile. I'll just arrest this person. It doesn't work that way.
No. There are drug dealers in that house. Well, let's slam down the door and take everybody to those gal. No.
All I ask is to arrest them. In Japan, we know we must pay for the fees when we go for law enforcement to deal with the cases. But I don't know.
And that's another key thing, because if that is the case, them asking her for money doesn't seem out of the ordinary.
Right. If there is some kind of fee, maybe in Japan, the police jurisdiction says, okay, well, if you want to file this kind of report, there's, you know, a filing fee of whatever. Yeah, it would make more sense where it's like, oh, if just to tell you I have to pay a fee, well, then to unlock the funds, here's a fee.
I'm going
to
throw another log on the fire. I wonder if the scammers know that. They know that they could tell her that, and they're not going to go, you know, fuck you.
So it would make sense.
So it makes sense.
It also makes sense why everybody in America is going, no, you don't have to pay for shit. And she's going, you don't understand.
Right. Because she's like, here we do.
That's like us going to, you know, speaking to somebody, well, you got a fee. You have to pay a fee. You go to the cops. You tell them what the problem. That's what taxes are for. You know, but if it's that you can't fathom that.
If only we had a third computer to check that. But anyway, I digress. In Japan, we know we must pay for the fees. And when we go for law enforcement and to deal with the cases. But so-called hunters criticize it as advanced fee fraud. How ironic! Isn't it?
You know, next I'm going to be yelled at. You know, you should have kept with the Dick El Dorado show. We could use this spin-off. We could have built something. You know, but no, you had to quit and come back. You know, I really... it's almost the same shit. And now he's thinking, well, you know what? We could have used another show.
You know.
Or a segment. But no, no, you know what worked.
I told you we could do a segment.
Yeah.
I gave you that. I gave you that offer a couple of years ago. Yeah. Just something else you dropped the ball on.
Oh, my God.
I gave him that avenue.
Oh, my God.
Really?
You were intrigued? You thought you would want it to do it? You did not.
Someday, but it just...
I'll be dead by then.
Oh, boy. Well, I think I'm going to start now. Let me get my costume.
Lisa said that, you know, taking the profiles and sending it to the officials that they can arrest him. She goes, sure they could. He's two desks over.
Yeah. And delete. Arrested.
Yeah, arrested. Yeah, right.
Have these people consulted the lawyers? The lawyers will ask them to pay for the fees in advance before consulting them. Mr. Davin!
Three.
I am pissed off.
Oh, no say. No.
The woman who brought this to our attention is...
A fucking liar.
Is a fucking liar.
Yeah!
Ah, it's Dose.
I did warn you that she is troublemaker. I did not tell you the whole because I thought you would do some investigation. But you did not. I've dropped the ball now.
Boy,
nice to get you a taste of your own medicine, huh?
You screw up. You didn't give her
a whole list of shit where she failed, but I'm the one.
Yeah, no, it's on you.
Well, I was working on the Dick El Dorado spinoff. I'm sorry. By logical thinking, Greed paid the money for me.
Oh, by logical thinking, yeah. Of course.
Miller suffered a lot for me, according to Green saying.
According to, boy, there's a lot of hearsay in this, boy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. A lot of hearsay and horse shit.
You just don't understand. I thought you would do a little investigating, Joe. Yeah,
it's hearsay and horse shit.
Good spinoff.
That's a great show title.
Yes, it really is. Miller did not tell me a lot because we did not contact each other often. Green did not either, only when an emergency or something important. This is why I know the woman who brought this to our attention is lying. I already know she cannot afford the evidence because she lied. She is...
A fucking liar.
A fucking asshole.
Just a regular run-of-the-mill asshole, Joe.
Oh, wait a minute. So she knows she lied because she can't afford it? What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because she didn't have the luxury of scammers telling her that they're picking up the fees.
Yeah, true.
How many, you know, I...
Maybe her scammers didn't say these kind of things to her.
That's actually true. Yeah, maybe not.
The later part of my scam story was sent to you, and the funds transfer story. The truth is I did not get my money back. The relationship among me, Jennifer, Miller, Green, and Brown was getting worse due to the unprofessional skills from them. I sent fucking messages to them and insulted them a lot.
No kidding.
Yes. But you put it on the resume. Here's what I did. Yep.
But on a serious note, once again, she's deflecting because she has not called them scammers. She's called them incompetent.
Unprofessional.
Unprofessional. Thank you. Unprofessional. She's deflecting again.
Yeah. No. And this is so great. She's calling them unprofessional. She's like, and I wrote to them, and I cursed insulted them a lot.
What more can I do but to insult?
I know. I could curse at them.
Ladies
more.
And gentlemen of the court, I implore. I wrote and I insulted.
Bringing back the bank analogy. You know, it's like, dear Bethpage, you motherfuckers. I know the mortgage's due on the 15th, so I paid it on the 16th. You got some pair of balls charging me another $75. Yeah. I wrote them professionally.
Yes. They're so unprofessional, they didn't show it up online.
I wrote the bank, and I wrote the head officer and gave them... You know,
CC, motherfucker.
You know, they're not going to take me seriously.
I know.
Oh, to know you is to take you seriously, Justin. let's see. I fucking messaged to them and insulted them a lot. I do blame them a lot because this is all about the problems about bringing money back to the victims. Brown Kant was wrong because he did not explain the whole to the victims. Eric Bohr is too proud and he cannot face the real issues and problems that the victims are suffering.
Oh my God.
Or he's a scammer and doesn't give a shit.
What was that? It was all too... read the beginning.
Eric Bohr is too proud. Brown Kant is wrong.
No, it's all about bringing the money back to the scammers.
Yeah, she. I do blame them a lot. This is all about the problems about bringing money back to the victims.
Okay.
The money ain't coming back. That's the hard truth.
Okay, now, the thing about it is that she might want to vindicate herself thinking she's trying to do this noble cause in addition to deflecting. Mm-hmm. You know, not only am I going to get my money back, I'm getting vengeance on these guys.
Oh, yeah, she was just saying how vengeance. She felt proud.
And she's
because...
proud, you know, vengeance, deflecting what it really is on a reload scam.
Yep.
That she's subliminally saying,
what feelings she wants to get back. Mm-hmm. You know, what they always talk about that in psychology, you know, feeling what emotions
payback
or feelings that you are expecting to get back. Mm-hmm. She just, with all this mumbo jumbo and the Mr. Doubt, this is the core of what she's looking for. She's subliminally saying it.
Yeah, she's, well, every time that they say to her, you know what, we paid fees for you, so they're advancing the case, and they say, we arrested criminals on your say-so, they're providing positive reinforcement for her to keep doing this, thinking that she's actually doing something.
Yeah. Have you ever had something stolen from you? Your car, bicycle, or anything like that? All right, how good would you feel? You always want to, I want to catch these guys.
Yeah.
I want to catch these guys, and I want to bring them to justice.
Yes.
Because it's going to give you a vindication. You got your stuff,
and you
brought them to justice. She's doing this.
Yeah.
In her mind, she's doing this.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know what? Pip's going to cost you $1,000 to find. Well, you know what? I'm going to pay because you're the cops. It's so, you just said that.
Yep.
Well, where's my car? Well, these guys are telling me.
It's
a different scenario, but it's the same thing.
$1,000 to the impound because the police got my car, but it's in there. So if I pay this, I can get it back. But then I also have to pay an attorney's fee so that I can go to court.
And you know why? Because once the car is out, it's going to be used as evidence to convict the people.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go for it. You're going to go for it.
Me is thinking to arrest the criminals only, nothing more. This is the simple question in your mind. She just wants them arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To believe it or not to believe it, it is question. I cannot read your mind.
Thanks, Shakespeare.
I sent money to Jennifer in UK, in person. She is in UK. Truth. So I know the woman who brought this to our attention.
She sent it to her in person?
No.
No,
she's just saying Jennifer's in the UK.
Oh, okay. All right.
But she doesn't. She's nuts.
Well, we can't,
yeah. Yeah, not like Anne gets to her.
Because don't forget,
because somebody told her, like Jennifer said, no, I'm in the UK. So Anne goes, oh, she's in the UK.
Oh, so it made sense that I sent it to the UK. She's there.
There's a picture of some random woman by Big Ben. It must be Jennifer.
Of course.
True. So I know the woman who brought this to our attention is a liar. She is a bitch. I blame Jennifer because she did not confirm it well with the bank. This makes me suffer for more debts.
She didn't confirm it well.
Yeah, another mistake. That fucking idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not it.
No, you hit so cold. You hit so cold, Melvin.
It's so cold.
He is a fucking man who does not take any responsibility because he is a liar, too.
But not a scammer.
Now, I do not believe in authorities because they are corrupted, too. Maybe you can judge him as a big scammer as well as a mafia. He told me he would deal with my case. I never see his reply. Mm-hmm. He just sent me a fucking mail with words. Your funds were moved to...
You know, ironically, when I read my mail, that's what I read on my mail. Words.
I just want pictures. I hate it when they're full of fucking words.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Curry. And then his words. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, mostly bad.
Mostly bad.
He told me he would deal with my case. I never see his reply. He just sent me a fucking mail with words.
Always funny.
Your funds were moved to Hung Leong Bank. I do not believe in him because that is never-ending payment. The truth, all the victims will never get any fucking penny back if you go for law enforcement. They lie to me. They are fucking liars. This is the truth. And scene.
Oh, wow. That was fucking liars, plural. Damn. Okay.
Any thoughts before we wrap this up, and then you can give the tallies?
I just think that this is the saddest thing, that she just, you gave her a whole list of things that would make a sensible person sit up and go, oh, God, you're right. If all that stuff, that all has to be real for this to add up to the sum, but no, she's got a rationalization for every single step of the way.
It's what Lisa said. She's deflecting.
Yeah.
And even towards the end of what he just read 2 minutes ago, she's calling them incompetent.
Yep.
She's calling them liars, but she's not calling them scammers.
Yeah.
The second she calls them scammers, it's over.
She's got to admit it.
It's over.
Yeah.
And she's got to admit it.
Yeah. And Lisa says, yeah, it is tragic.
So what's the total?
Okay, well, we had 4 Mr. Davins, which Lisa got.
Yeah, girl.
We had 0 so-called Melvin Santos. So
Pip
that
sucks.
Was Joe's girl.
Mm.
And
good
we
girl.
Had 2 fucking liars, which Joe's girl got. So
Joe's girl wins again.
Yay.
She called it.
All right, settle down. You don't get extra treats because she wins the stupid game. Or maybe you,
do. You don't know.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
I love Joe's girl.
Yeah, we know. We've heard it 2 weeks in a row now on the show. Settle down.
Yeah, but the thing is that you don't know what the stakes are. The stakes could be very high.
They're Trump stakes. They're $50 stakes.
You'll never see
those. They're the best steaks. When Joe gives you a steak, they're the best. You're going to love it. Joe's going to make steaks great again.
Steaks. Is that what they call that? Steak.
That's what he calls it. So Joe's girl is the winner. Congrats, yay. Joe's girl.
Yes.
You win seeing Joe on the weekend.
Yay. So
this close, Lisa, this close for Joe making a road trip to your house.
Joe's Lisa's locking the doors. No, she didn't say that. I just said that. Lisa says medium rare. I don't know how to interpret that.
He likes it raw.
Yeah.
All right. On the break.
Yes.
We're going to be listening to Valerie Pierce with her single Haunting You. And, of course, you can check Valerie out at deucemusic.com. Deuce Music, D-E-U-C-E music.com. Valerie Pierce. When we come back, April Fool's show.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com, iHeart can only